Public health is about health and disease in populations. In this presentation, I list and discuss a series of social dimensions of public health. The first and obvious is economy in a broad meaning, that is, the basis for life, for food, clothes, home, and income. When whole populations lack these necessities, life is short and painful, child mortality is high, infections are deadly, and health services are lacking. In addition, violence and war is common. When individuals in well-off societies lack these necessities, their life is miserable and their health is failing. However, it is not necessary to be rich in order to be healthy. This figure shows you that life expectancy increases when gross national product improves, but it also shows that a modest level of gross national product is enough. The second theme is education, because education in a modern society is the key to almost everything. Job, income, and also health. In all societies, there is a social gradient, starting with low education, poor health, and short life expectancy, and ending with good education, good income, good health, and long life expectancy. This does not mean that everybody shall have an academic degree, but everybody, both men and women, must have a basic education and learn something which is both useful and meaningful for job and life. Number three on my list is working conditions. In the past, work was tough and risky, and often ruined the health of the workers. In modern societies, working conditions have improved, but are often stressful and may destroy health and happiness. Family life is fourth on the list. A happy family life protects the health of all the generations in the family. Family life does not make itself, and it is often ruined by stress and lack of solidarity. Almost half of the marriages end in divorce, which often is stressful for both parents and children, and stress is bad for health. Social network or social capital is number five. Man is a social animal which depends on social networks. A good social network protects against stress and ill health, and is a support when life becomes difficult. Therefore, there is a positive or negative relation between health and social network. The hard fact is that people get the social network they deserve. Or, as President Bill Clinton said, if you want a friend, be one. Number six is social equality or inequality. There is a correlation between social position, health, and life expectancy. Those who live at the bottom of society, with poor education, poor jobs, and little or no hope of improvement, suffer from it. Their health is poor and their life expectancy is shorter. Therefore, a fair and solidaric society is good for people's health. Culture is number seven. Culture is the social glue that unites us in families, friendships, neighborhoods, and nations. Culture gives positive interests and activities, and it offers strength and support. Culture is therefore positive for health in the population. Religion is often an important part of the culture. The health service is the eighth factor. Obviously, there is a positive relation between the population's health and its health services. From birth to death, the health service takes care of people and gives them treatment, trust, and security. The health service has three tasks: prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation. Unfortunately, prevention and rehabilitation have had less support and interest during the last 20 years. It is important to correct that. Finally, I have come to politics. Obviously, almost all of these eighth social dimensions are heavily influenced by politics. A policy for health is therefore much more than a policy for the health service. Unfortunately, many politicians have not understood that. To give you a conclusion, I go back almost 30 years. In 1977, Aaron Wildavsky formed the so-called 10-90 rule, which says that the health service affects only 10% of people's health. The remaining 90% are determined by the social dimensions.